到底是哪一本书？
Then what kind of book this Bible is?
它隐藏了这些的超越性。
It is hidden this transcendent nature.
好像不是人性共通最高的智慧所能产生出来。
As it's not a product of the higher wisdom of the commonality of mankind.
甚至是所有的宗教家最高的智慧所没办法达到。
And even all the religious masters, the highest wisdom cannot reach the state.
这个超越性因为时代变迁。时代前进，后来变成落伍的东西。
This transcending and superseding nature cannot be discovered by time.
越久越显出它的超越，实在是很独特。
The longer that you ponder, you find the uniqueness of its transcendent and superseding nature.
所以呢，它可以征服最大的哲学家。
So it can conquer the greatest philosopher.
它可以降服最大的科学家。
It can also cause yielding and surrender the greatest scientist.
圣经所能产生出来的智慧。
And the wisdom that can come from the Bible.
好像在人没有找到以前，已经远远放在最高。
As if man is placed on the highest peak of the mountain.
当人类经过了历史的旅程，辛辛苦苦跑到山顶的时候
，As humankind travel in journey of the history and very laboriously coming to the top of the mountain，
发现他们在宗教、在哲学、在道德、在科学里面所寻找的东西，早就在山上被写清楚。
Then they realize that what they have endeavored to find in science, philosophy, and culture is hidden now in that place.
当你用科学的眼光来看的时候。
But when you view it from a scientific perspective,
你发现好像它不科学。
You find that as if it's not scientific at all.
用谦卑的眼光去研究的时候。
But then we study with humility,
发现所有的好像不科学原来是超科学。
You find that everything which is not scientific at all is transcendent actually science.
所以这本书最后的一个可能性。
So this paper, the last possibility is,
是伟人所写，但不是人所能写。
It's great written by great figure, but yet it would not have been written by man.
书曾征服了反对他的人。
And this book has conquered those opposing.
这本书也要审判佩服他。
Those
yet 在他自己保持一个独特的位分。
Because it itself keeps the position which is unique.
不是人的理性、人的智力、人的权柄可以左右它。
It is something whether it can change by man's mind and wisdom.
圣经这个字原来的意思就是书。
The Bible, this book actually originally means the book.
不是圣经，是指书。
It is not the Holy Scripture, but the book.
所以就是一本独特的书。
It is a very unique book.
是万书之上的书。
It is a book of all books.
所以英国的赵文豪 Samuel Johnson 离开世界以前
So the great writer of the Britain, before he died,
他讲了一句话。
He said this.
他说 bring me the book.
把那本书带给我。
Bring me the book.
把那本书带给我。
那他讲这句话的时候
，When he said this statement，
因为他快要断气了，所以声音很小。
He was about to die. He spoke so softly.
四周的人就交头接耳，到底他要拿哪一本书
？People surrounding were saying, "Which book that he is referring to?"
他私人图书馆就有几千本书。
Because he had a few thousand copies in the private collection.
他也没有说哪一本，也没有说书名。他说呢，把那本书带来。
He didn't say which one. He didn't mention the title of the book. He said, "Bring me that book."
他们就问他说 ，Which book do you want?
他们就问说，你要哪本书？
他怎么回答呢
？How did he answer?
Stupid. The only book is the Bible.
你这么蠢，只有一本书就是圣经。
书只有一本。
There's only one book.
就是圣经。
The Bible.
如果这句话是小孩子讲的
，If this statement was uttered by a small kid,
你就不奇怪，因为他见没有几本书。
You are not feel astonishing because he's read only a few books.
这句话是 Samuel Johnson 讲的
，By Samuel Johnson, the great literary was said.
Samuel Johnson 被称为 the Lion of the English Literature.
He has also been called 就是英国文学的狮子，
英国文坛之狮。
And he has been called that.
所以呢，他老的时候离开世界前，他非常能够随他度过一生，进入永恒的书只有一本。
So when he got old, he knew that the only thing that accompanying him to go through life and go to eternity, and that is the Bible.
圣经到底是怎样的一本书
？What kind of book this Bible is?
反对他的人，结果反对不成，被他 审判的。
Those who try to oppose him couldn't achieve it, and yet to be just like.
每一个时代都盼望把这本书丢到后面去。
Now all the teachers, ages, they want to discard this book behind.
结果圣经把每一个时代都丢到后面去。
But then the Bible discards all ages.To the back of it.
当每一个所谓最新的时代变成历史的一部分的时候
Even all modern ages become only part of history.
圣经不但度过时代的考验
But this Bible not only stand the test of all ages.
圣经进入更新的时代中间
But it enters into a new age.
而且它不是时代的附属品
But it is not only an accessory of an age.
它永远是时代的启发者
Forever, it is the inspirer of all ages.
永远是期待时代的衡量者。
Forever, it is the measure of all inspiration of all ages.
永远是时代的光照者。
Forever, it is the one that enlightens all ages.
永远是时代的审判者。
Forever, it is the judge of all ages.
圣经到底是怎样一本
What kind of book this Bible is?
当法国大革命的时候
at the time of France Revolution,
伏尔泰讲了一句非常骄傲的话
Voltaire has said something which is arrogant
50年以后人一定不要看这本圣经了
50 years in the future nobody wants to read this Bible anymore
那个人已经进了更开明的世纪
At a time when we enter into the most civilized world
人的教育更普遍
Man's education is more popular
人的智慧更发达
Man's wisdom is more developed
所以那个时候人要看圣经唯一可以找到的地方就是博物馆
At that time, if man wants to read the Bible, the only place they can find the Bible is in the museum.
没有人要买这本书
No one would buy this book anymore.
没有人要看这本书
No one to read this book anymore.
这本充满怪诞、落伍、迷信、不合潮流的书是已经过时
We call this book will be cast away by time because it contains something which is funny, which is not scientific at all.
所以呢，我们这五十年以后
So,50 years ahead.
为了纪念人类曾经有一本书叫做圣经就要好好把它存在博物馆给有兴趣的人去看看
In order to remember that mankind ever also have this Bible when they create a museum to keep it
他讲这句话以后刚刚好50年
After he said this statement exactly 50 years later
上帝跟他开玩笑
God actually kid with him, joked with him
当他讲这句话的时候是在的那个房子
And that room actually when he uttered that statement
50年以后被证明出来已经没有故意的被瑞士圣经公会买去了
And 50 years later it was bought by the Switzerland's Bible Society
所以就用那个房子印圣经
And using that room to print the Bible
每年印几千几万本的圣经就是在那一座他曾经在里面讲50年以后没有人家读圣经那个房子
And 50 years later that room was used to print the Bible for thousands and thousands of copies
上帝的玩笑开得更大
And God has made even a greater joke
因为从那一年他所有的所过的所写过的书用救活他的方式把它卖掉
And even on that same year all the books they have written has been sold as a used book
伏尔泰所写的所有书那一年被卖掉这现在不到$27
Voltaire, all the books he has written has been sold for less than $27
圣经公会继续印他的书到现在
The Bible Society,
印圣经到现在
Bible Society continues to print the Bible until today
圣经到底是怎样的一本书
What kind of book this Bible is
这本圣经呢许多人反对它
This Bible, a lot of people oppose it
许多人做一些的理论来攻击它
A lot of people have some theory want to attack
还有许多人好像在科学范围里面建立一些的新的思想是与它完全相反
And even in scientific field people have in the investigation which is going against the biblical truth
包括所谓的天文学的地动说
And including the astronomical theories
也包括所谓生物学的进化说
And also evolution theory in biology
就是跟圣经好像完全各个不相容
All this theory as if it is not incompatibly with the Bible
结果呢久而久之发现这些理论原来是有对的地方而圣经有被错解的地方
But then as time passes by, we find that some of the theory may be right, and there are some misinterpretation of the Bible.
相反的，这些理论中间有错的地方，而圣经里面有超越这些错误的正确的地方。
But in the reverse, there are also people who found that they are wrong with the so-called theories, and they are thing which is the right in the Bible.
所以引起了对圣经的方法论跟这个副教学的这个研究的事情。
So then it arouses also the methodological study of the Bible and also apologetic study of the Bible.
就当我们遇到圣经的困难的时候
，So as you face difficulty with the Bible,
是圣经本身有困难，或者我们了解它，我们有困难。
Is it because the Bible itself has difficulties, or is it because our understanding of the Bible has difficulties?
如果人对圣经的解释是错解的话
，If man's interpretation of the Bible is wrong,
是困难在人，困难不在圣经。
Then the difficulty lies not on the Bible, but on man.
科学与圣经相悖的时候
，at the time when this science and also Bible running in contradiction,
科学可能有没有错的地方呢
？Is that possibility the science could be wrong?
圣经可能有没有对而被错解的地方
？Is that possibility that Bible is right but yet has been misinterpreted?
如果这两样都可能的话
，if these are two possibilities,
那么副教学里面我就找到两个原则。
Then in apologetics, I found two principles.
这两个原则都隐藏着圣经与科学相反的可能性。
And also, it now brings to the possibility of the contradiction between the Bible and science.
当科学正解自然的时候
，But at a time when this science rightly interpret the nature,
神学界错解圣经的时候
，But then theological scholars wrongly interpret the Bible.
科学与圣经就变成冲突的。
Then there's a possibility now science and the Bible contradict.
第二个原则
，The second principle.
当科学错解自然的时候
，When science wrongly interpret the nature,
神学家正解圣经的时候
，And theologian rightly interpret the Bible.
圣经跟科学又可能产生冲突。
Then there's a possibility whereby science and the Bible can contradict.
在这两个总原则的背后。
Behind these two principles,
隐藏着一个非常积极的可能性
is hidden with a very active possibility.
正解圣经与正解科学两样是绝对不可能冲突的。
Right interpretation of the Bible and right interpretation of science can never contradict.
对圣经正确准确的了解
the correct and accurate understanding of the Bible.
对自然正确准确的诠释
and the correct also right understanding and interpretation of the nature
产生了正统解经跟正统科学的关系
it produces a relationship of the orthodox biblical interpretation or orthodox scientific interpretation
这两个关系一定是平衡的
the relation of these two are then in balance and parallel
一定是调和的
it is in harmony
因为启示圣经的是同一位上帝
Because the God who reviewed the Bible is the same God.
这位上帝有启示他的智慧在大自然的被造界中。
And this God also revealed his wisdom in the nature.
这样就产生了真理本身是唯一的。
Then because of that, there's only one truth.
真理本身是一个源头。
There's only one source of truth.
所以自然界的上帝跟圣经里面的上帝是同一位上帝。
The God of nature and the God of the Bible is the same God.
他创造了自然。
He has created the nature.
又把了解自然的理性放在人的里面。
He also put the reasoning faculties in men who try to understand the nature.
人就可以用被造的理性去解释被造的自然
So then man with a created reasoning will try to understand the created nature
产生出来的知识分门别类一颗一颗好好学叫做科学
Then the knowledge will produce from this nature have been classified and also categorized become science
自然因为是被造
And science because it's created by God
自然就是创造主的控制指导复位保持之下
and because this nature is created by God, then this nature is being protected, being guided, enlightened by God Himself.
自然本身的意义是我们没有办法去找出来的。
So that the meaning of nature itself, we through our own self cannot invent it.
自然本身的现象是我们可以从知识、从 所有的这个统计里面把它找出来。
The phenomena of nature through the studies, through statistics, we can make a conclusion and deduction of it.
所以结果我们能知自然知其然，而不知自然知所以然。
So then we know nature as it is, but we don't know why nature as it is.
被造的人用被造的理性去研究被造的自然之起界的关系。
So the created man with the created reasoning faculty understanding the created nature and try to study the relationship of it.
就成了人成为主体，自然成为客体的因果关系。
It then produces the cause and result as man as a subject and the nature as an object.
但是我们对自然的知识跟对自己的知识是绝对不同的两个。
But then our knowledge to nature and our knowledge to ourselves are two different knowledges.
那么神为什么使人超过所有的动物？有理性功能去研究自然。
Why is that God made man that actually transcend all these creatures and then he can study nature?
如果上帝造人只造我们的动物功能而没有造我们的理性功能，我们也没办法明白。
If God has created us only but has an animal's instinct without man as thinking faculty, then what would it be?
所以研究自然，明白自然，产生自然科学，是人生的一种知识上的享受。
So to study, to understand nature, it is as an enjoyment of man to nature.
这因为对自然的知识的了解，自然原理的控制跟自然的条件产生的工具，就产生了人文社会中间我们各个层次生活上的方便。
And because of our understanding, our control, and using the nature law as tools, it produces also the facilities of man in nature.
像按我们的形体来论，我们是自然之子；按我们的主宰性来说，我们是自然的主人。
And according to form, we are only but the sons and children of nature, but according to function, we are the master of the nature.
我们这个可能性，如果是也是被造的。
This possibility, if it is also being created,
那么上帝造人去控制、使用、享受自然，这就是使人被造的目的之一。
Then they become one of function whereby God has created man to control and to utilize as a tool of nature.
那么上帝造我们
，Then God created us.
除此以外，一定还有其他的目的。
Other than that, there must be still other purposes.
所以这样呢，神一定要启示，使我们明白神。人自然之间的总关系。
So then God must review as the principium understanding the principle of man and nature.
那我们怎么样才能知道这个关系是怎样在神的安排之下建立起来？
So how then do we understand this relationship is established by God?
所以神不但用自然启示他的智慧。
So not only that God used nature to reveal his wisdom,
但用圣经启示他创造的目的以他整个对人的意义。
And God also used the Bible to reveal also the purpose and the meaning of why he created mankind.
这就是圣经之所以是超科学的真正原因。
And that's the full reason why is it the Bible transcends all sciences.
今天我们所提的每一点
Today every point that we mentioned here
都可以继续发挥变成一篇一篇的大论。
We could actually develop every single point into some sermon.
虽然你们可能有一些的词句来不及听清楚。
Even though some of the statement that I just uttered, you may not have pointed it very clearly.
但至少你可以就悟到里面的原理不是简单的。
But at least you can understand that the principle hidden behind it is not simple.
对那些受实用主义深深影响的人来说
，to those who have been influenced by pragmatism,
他们就没有兴趣深入思想研究这些认为是不大必要的东西。
They are not interested in trying to study in depth all these things which they deem as unnecessary.
但上帝造人给我们足够的时间。
When God created us and given us sufficient time,
在没有离开世界以前，会想一些这些更深一层的东西。
So that even before we die, we can think and point out a thing with a deeper meaning.
所以上帝就很宽容，很忍耐，等候一生反对他的人快要死以前，对圣经有所觉悟。
So that God is very patient, very accommodating to waiting for those even before they die, they can understand a little bit of the Bible.
圣经到底是怎样的一本书？
What then this book, Bible is?
甚至连苏联共产党之父列宁死以前最后看了一本书就是圣经。
Even the Russian communist father Lenin, before he died, the last book he read was the Bible.
他 在整个历史中间是第一个用共产主义的无神论奠定他政治政党的基础，建立了第一个共产帝国。
He doubt history is the first one that used the composite the atheistic theory to found the foundation of communism.
当他离开世界就是1924年
1924, the year when he left the world.
比孙中山更早一年死。
And 1 year preceding 孙中山。
那个时候从佃奴社会封建的习惯中间被解放出来的苏联人对他佩服到五体投地。
The Russian who had just been liberated from a feudalistic society admired him so much.
所以呢，他们就对他非常尊敬。所以他死的时候，房间里面东西放在哪里，什么东西摆在桌子上，椅子、床都不可以动，保留原先最后那一秒钟的现状。
So much that they honor him.That even the room whereby he died, nothing was being touched and moved.
到了差不多1980年的时候
，So that when he got to 1980,
我一个朋友到莫斯科去访问他的房间，看到桌子上的最后一本书是圣经。
So one of my friends who visited that room and found that the last book was placed on the study was the Bible.
所以这本书绝对不是普通的书。
So this book absolutely it is not a common book.
你们在这六年半听我每个礼拜讲解题目的时候
，For this 6.5 years you've been listening to my exposition here.
你们已经领受了无穷的智慧，诸多的真理。
You actually receive much of the wisdom and other truth.
把这些的总原则是从圣经这本书里面发挥出来。
But the principle of all these talks.Come from the Bible.
圣经到底是怎样一本书
？The Bible, what kind of book it is?
为什么是对小孩子就写明出来
？Why say to the kids is manifested?
对自以为有智慧的人就把它隐藏起来。
And for those who thought that he has a knowledge, it's been hidden.
就是圣经的奥秘性。
And that is the mystery of the Bible.
它是一本容易明白的书。
It is a book so simple to understand.
也是一本。很难明白。
And yet it is a book so difficult to understand.
那些读了很多书，以为自己很有智慧的人，越读越莫名其妙。
Those who are very learned, the more they study, the more they find that it's so profound.
那些用很简单的信心来到上帝面前顺出真理的人，他们很容易明白。
Those who come to God with a simple faith, and they find it so easy to understand.
正像一个3岁的孩子叫他的爸爸、妈妈的时候，他真正知道。他就是这两个人的孩子。
That's like a 3-year-old kid when he's called 爸爸妈妈 he knows that he's the true son of his parents.
你问他说你爸爸跟你妈妈在一起怎么样会把你生出来他完全解不出来。
But then if you would ask this 3-year-old kid how did a father and a mother come together and then you come into being, he cannot explain it.
对圣经的明白不一定是透过理性功能的繁缛细节
So the understanding of the Bible may not come through a process in the very delicate use of thinking faculty.
对圣灵的明白是透过很简单的顺从，对圣灵权威的降服，领受了启示权威给我们的保证。
But rather coming from a very simple obedience to the authority of our Holy Spirit that revealed the Bible to us.
我盼望这一系列的讲义
，How I hope that this series of talks
不是每一个难题都解。
Not that every difficult passage we can
get. 每一个难题都解，等到你做祖父，等到我孙子再讲，还没有讲完。
Because if we have found all difficulties, even when we come to grandfather and grandchildren, we cannot finish.
我们会选一些很重要的关键的东西来谈。
We will select some very key topics.
因为我们的时间是有限。
Because our time are very finite.
在圣经里面有很多我们认为困难的。
The Bible, there are many passages whereby we think it's a difficult passage.
我们认为困难的对某一些民族一点也不困难。
What we think as difficulty, but to other nations and races, they may not consider difficulty at all.
某一些国家认为困难的，我们一点也不感到困难。
To some other nations, it may deem as difficult, but to us, it's not difficult at all.
圣经难题的这个标准的这个解释本身也是相对的。
Even the measure of the defining of this difficulty is relative.
我解的时候
，But at the time when I expound it,
那我们就用这样多的不同的方面去了解这本伟大的书，用谦卑的心领受圣经给我们的光照和引导。
I hope that through different perspectives, we can try to understand the illumination that comes from this Bible.
圣经是怎样的一本书
？What kind of book this Bible is?
以至于呢，这本书呢讲了几千年，永远讲解不完。
So that people expounded this verse for thousands of years and yet cannot finish expounding it.
同样，一节的经文，几百个牧师讲都有不同的看法。
And even with same passage, different pastors will have different views.
不同时代有新的这个感召力。
And different ages, if come a power that constrains us.
不同的社会有不同的影响性。
And also in different society, exert different influences.
不同的政体、不同的宗教制度之下，有它自己不同产生出来的对人的光照作用。
And in different political system, different religious system, it also has enlightened different people.
圣经是一本教导的书。
The Bible is a book that teaches.
圣经是一本使人产生信仰的书。
And the Bible is a book that produces faith in us.
圣经是一本启发道德力量的书。
The Bible also is a book that inspires morality and ethics.
圣经是使人产生科学动力的书。
The Bible is the one that motivates us in scientific research.
圣经也使社会产生稳定的可能。
Also, it causes stability in the society.
圣经产生人奋斗的精神。
It also produces the spirit of striving in the society.
圣经启发人创新探险的这个伟大的勇敢。
It's so inspired to explore into new frontiers.
圣经使人认知历史的方向。
Also causes to know the direction of history.
圣经带出来的时间观念。
When the concept of time that it brings up to us.
与古代西方的希腊跟东方的印度完全不同的观念。
Totally different as compared to the ancient Indian and Greek concept.
东方的印度是周而复始六道轮回的历史观。
The Orientals and Indians have a very circular view of time.
西方的希腊是螺旋桨，一直向上，结果还是转来转去，直到永远不回原来的另外一个历史观。
And the Greek concept of time is a very spiral one that never ends up climbing.
但是圣经自从奥古斯丁以后，发现他的历史观是直线进行，向终极的一点产生的。
But the Bible, ever since the discovery and understanding of Augustine, you find that it's a straight line linear one.
所以就改变了整个文化动力中间，不再给我们有一种以后再慢慢来还有机会的这种自我陶醉。自我妥协的这种退位的思想。
So that it causes us to understand time goes and never come back and there's no second chance of it, so they will progress and progress forward.
因为圣经的时间观是直线进行向终极点发出去。
Because the time concept of the Bible is linear, it's projecting to the ultimate point.
这样反接受圣经时间观的社会就一直进步。
So the society that accepts the biblical concept of time keep progressing.
这是我们中国人应当好好思想。
This is something that the Chinese can ponder very carefully.
中国文化中间虽然不是完全接受轮回的学说。
The Chinese culture, even though they do not totally receive this reincarnation thinking.
但是中国文化没有办法逃脱周而复始、春夏秋冬、继续不断的回转的这种观念。
But then the Chinese cannot run away from the circular, also the revolving understanding of time.
所以我们的历史中间那种一去不返的动力的这种文化的这个潜在能就缺乏了。
So then the potentiality of thinking of time as something that moves forward is lacking in Chinese culture.
因为历史是向终极点发出去，永不回头。
Because this history is projected to the ultimate destiny and never returns,
圣经就给我们看见有一个起点，一个终点，成为整个宇宙存在的规模。
So then the Bible allows us to say there's a beginning point and the ending point, and that becomes the model of what.
这个起点是谁？这个终点又是谁？
Then who is this beginning point and who is the ending point?
中国人说起点就是盘古开天下。
The Chinese thought that it's the 盘古 who began the world.
盘古哪里来？本来它很古，就不知道哪里来。
Where come 盘古 because so ancient nobody know where does it come from.
终点是什么？中国人就没有谈了。
And where is the ending point? The Chinese never talk about ending point.
孔子的自修、老子的理论、朱家白子所讲的话都没有历史终点的这个观点。
Whether it's Confucian, where is 老子 whether all schools of thought in Chinese philosophy never talk about ending point.
圣经提到耶稣说我就是起点，我就是终点，就超越了所有的人在历史观中间所没有办法解答的所有的学术理论。
But then the Bible allows us to understand Jesus said that I am the alpha point, I am the omega point, and that transcends all of philosophical understanding of time.
我要问的另外一句话是，那起点时间开始 终点让时间结束，起点之先是什么，终点之后又是什么。
But then we have to ask that the beginning point begins the time, the ending point ends the time, but what then is before the time begins and what then is after the time ends?
这样呢就需要一个永恒的观念。
Then they need also another concept called eternity.
永恒的观念在文化里面都有的。
The concept of eternity is contained in a lot of cultures.
永恒跟永恒的自我之间应当是有关系。
And then there must be a relationship between the eternity and eternity.
因为永恒的本心如果需要另外一位把它造出来的话，那那一位就比永恒更永恒了。
Because the subjectivity of eternity, if it needs to be created by another eternity, then that eternity that created must be more eternal than this created eternity.
但是所有宗教里面根本没有宣称自我是永恒的自己的那种观念。
But then in all other religions, there's never one who pronounces that he is the eternal the subjectivity.
所以这个观念只有在圣经里面有。
This concept is only contained in the Bible.
所以所有的宗教所没有办法看到的，圣经早就点出来。
So what all other philosophies cannot see, the Bible has already pointed it out.
如果吉隆坡有这一群的人为圣经的超越性、圣经的独特性、圣经的永恒性、圣经的自我永恒的神存在的完全性有真正正确的了解的话，
If in Kuala Lumpur there is audience truly understand this God who self revealed as eternal and also try to understand the uniqueness of all this, then there is something which is spectacular.
神是自我永存、自我成全、自我永恒、自我存在。
God is a self-existing, self-eternal one and also self-perfecting one.
明白他启示的真理就是进到了超越人性被造范围与永恒者接连的享受的生活。
To understand the revelation of him, then we can enjoy something that transcends even the created time.
这是今天我们谈到圣经论的一些总论的要点。
These are some of the principal thoughts I want to share with you before even we discuss about the different passages of the Bible.
我如果再讲下去，
If I were to continue expounding on this,
就消化不良了。
Then you cannot digest all this.
虽然我们讲到现在才不过讲40分钟，
Even though we already talk about only 40 minutes,
但里面的东西足够你深深思想、细细聚焦、终身使用。
But what I said expounded is good enough for you to ponder and meditate for a long, long time to come.
现在我要先停一下。
I want to stop for a little while.
让大家跟旁边的人、前面、后面的人讨论一下刚才所听到的，回想一下刚才所记得或者所提醒。
So you try to discuss with the neighbor what you heard, what you understood.
所以请每一个人跟旁边的人讲讲话。
So you first talk to your neighbor what you have just heard.
我发现你不讲话的，等下就请你上来讲话。
If you don't talk, we invite you up to talk here.
好，现在你们开始谈谈。
So you try to discuss yourself.
好，你们喜欢吗？
Right. So you like what we have just discussed?
刚才听的喜欢吗？
Do you like what you have just heard?
我为什么要先讲这些？
Why is that I must first stop on this first?
不然就第一题难解的第一题就不要这样。
The first difficult passage, second difficult passage.
我相信有两件事。第一，
I believe there are two things.
是我们先整个题目、整个事件的这个总原则的思考是很要紧。
If we want to point the first and principle of this topic first, it's important.
处理任何一件事，心态的预备是很要紧。
And the psychological preparation in order to deal with things are important too.
所以我先预备你的心，明白你到底这一系列你要听的是什么。
So I have just prepared your heart so that you will look forward to what you are going to listen to for all this series of talks.
因为为什么要讲圣经难题？这个本身就是一个要重要明白的难题。
Why is that want to understand the difficulty of the passages of the Bible? This itself is a difficulty that we have to solve.
我相信刚才很多人得到了很大的启发。
I believe that a lot of people have been so much inspired just now.
还有一些本来心里好像也知道这个，原来是这样的。
And some really pointed out this question. Now they realize that why is that they think in this manner.
当你对真理模糊不清，
When you are very blurred and vague with the truth，
结果有人讲解说，这样啊，原来如此，那是一种享受。
And then people expound it, then you come to fully understand why is that it is so, there is enjoyment at all.
本来没有注意到的。
And actually you have not paid attention to this.
现在被提醒到了。
Now you have been reminded.
那你的眼界就打开了。
And then now horizon of vision is open.
你的思想深度就加深。
And also you add to it depth.
所以这几年常才来听到的，你很有福气。
So these few years you have come very regularly, you're so much blessed by God.
这就是我年轻的时候盼望有人这么讲给我听，一直没有机会，结果我讲给你听。
This something when I was young, I hope people can expound to me, but I have no opportunity. But now I expound it to you.
那这也告诉我们
，And this also tells us,
上帝是死无变流的。
God is the one that creates acts in here.
我没有机会，结果我会产生机会，给没有机会的又变成有机会。
I don't have an opportunity, but then God has made an opportunity possible with me, and then now to you.
不过我对你们讲的东西。
But the thing I have just spoken to you,
我绝对不满意你们自己当作自我的享受。
I'm not too happy if you are only happy with your self-enjoyment.
或者随便利用我讲的东西再去讲讲，表示你很厉害。
Or just utilize what I have just spoken it and then try to show off.
我要你承继真理。
But I want you to inherit the truth.
承先启后。
So that you inspire the future generation.
领受造就以后。
And after you have built up,
一生做一个造就别人。
For a whole life, you want to build up someone else.
Amen. 好，我们继续讲下去。
We'll continue now here. Yeah.
圣经中间怎么有难题
？The Bible, how come there are difficulties?
怎样才叫做圣经的难题
？How then should we define it as it is a Bible difficulty?
我们凭着什么资格说这个是困难
？With what kind of qualification we want to say that it is a difficult?
为什么说对我是困难
？Why to me is a difficulty?
如果这个事情对很多人不是困难，单单对我是困难，是不是我比别人更懂得找出难处，或者我比别人更笨一点？
If this becomes a difficulty to me, but not other, it is because I am the one that can think and think deeper and find a difficulty, I am more stupid.
圣经的难题本身是一个客观存在的事情。
The Bible difficult passage is an objective existence itself.
我感到这个是一个难题，是我主观存在的问题。
When I find that it's a difficult passage, this is also my subjective difficulty.
当主观感到有客观困难存在产生困惑的时候
if subjectively I find that the existence of objective difficulties and I become confused
那我们就找出原因
we want to find out what's the reason behind it
继续找出答案
continue to search for the answer
最后要解决这个不必要存在的关系
and finally we try to resolve this unnecessary unneeded relationship
那我们跟上帝的道就结合在一起
Then we come into unity with God's word.
这是很宝贵的事情
This is something very precious.
因为人的一生能跟真理合一是一种最大的享受
Because for the whole life, the greater enjoyment is you can be united with the truth.
真理是不依于人对它的认识而自我存在
So truth is the one that exists by itself.
真理不会因为你知道真理它才变成真理
It would not because you know that it's truth, then it turns to be a truth.
真理也不会因为你不承认它是真理它就不是真理
The truth would not be because you deny that it's a truth, it becomes non-truth.
在你没有存在以前真理就是真理
Before your existence, the truth is truth.
当你不承认真理的时候真理还是真理
If you do not acknowledge truth as truth, truth still remains as truth.
当你讨厌真理打倒真理的时候真理不会因为你打倒就倒也不一定讨厌就变成令人厌它还是真理
Whether you dislike truth and try to attack it it will not be because you attack it it becomes non-truth
真理可看见你死掉到时候你去了我还在
Truth can witness your death but yet it still exists after your death
所以没有一个人的存在决定真理的存在
So there is no other existence that trying to as a determine the existence of truth
没有一个人的否认就决定真理不存在
There is no one's denier that can actually deny the existence of truth
当你存在而不承认真理存在的时候有一天你变成不存在它绝对还是存在
When you exist, you deny the existence of truth after you pass away the truth still exists even though after you pass away
真理的存在充实了你的存在
The existence of truth actually fulfills your existence
你对它的承认没有加添它是真理的成分
But your acknowledgement of the truth will not add more to its existence
所以真理是一个客观存在自我本身就是永恒存在才叫做真理
The truth itself actually exists subjectively without even your own acknowledgement
真理既然不会因为你承认或者不承认影响它存在不存在
The truth since it cannot be influenced by your acknowledgement or denial that it exists by its own existence
真理也 不会因为在这个地方人不接受，他要跑到别的地方被人接受，他才变成真理。
And the truth will not be in this locality that's been denied, and it got to be acknowledged in another locality, and then it becomes truth.
真理不像时尚的衣服、手表、鞋子、皮包等等。
And this truth will not be like a fashion of the watch or our fashion wear.
真理不会说这个时代喜欢它，它就适合我们，所以它是时尚真理。
And the truth would not be because this age like it became a fashionable truth.
有历史潮流向前进，它就变成这个过时真理。
And then a time and time moves forward is being discarded.
因为真理的自我存在是永恒性跟普世性的。
Because the self-action of truth is eternal and universal.
这些的本性都在圣经里面。
All this nature is contained in the Bible.
耶稣基督说
And that's why Jesus said,
父啊，求你用真理使他们成事。
Father, sanctify them with truth.
这句话记载在约翰福音第十七章十七节。
In John chapter 17, verse 17 is recorded.
就是要去耶稣讲一句话。
And then later on following, he said that
你的道就是真理。
Thy word is truth.
所以呢，我们今天研究真理的时候
，So that today when you study this of 真理，
真理的时候
，truth。
我们一定要用一个肯做真理学生的态度，谦卑来追求享负着真理的权威的项
目。We must come with an attitude whereby we want to see the truth and also want to yield ourselves to the truth.
如果我们今天来到真理面前要学习的时候
，If today when you come before the truth, want to learn,
先存一个看清真理、讨厌真理的态度，来盼望明白真理，我们一定被真理丢弃。
But with attitude, we try to this.I tell you what, you will be discarded by truth.
因为真理的永恒性就是神自己的永恒性。
Because the eternal nature of truth actually is the eternal nature of God himself.
永恒的神就是道的本体。
Eternal God actually is a subjective
thing. 所以是 word. 太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。
And in the beginning there was word, the word was with God, and the word was God.
Word was with God.
Word with God.
And the word was God.
Was God.
他就是上帝。
And he, the word was God.
今天一件很奇怪的、莫名其妙的事情。
Today something very strange indeed.
是当人研究人的理论的时候。
That when men study men's theory,
发现困难就自卑感。
Find that there's difficulty, they have the self-inferior complex.
研究马克思。
You study Marxism.
看不通他的理论，你说我 IQ low。
You study different theories of Marx and you can understand.
你研究爱因斯坦不明白的时候
，You study Einstein's theory can understand.
你就说我笨蛋，笨蛋。
You find I'm a fool. I'm stupid.
他是爱因斯坦，我是大笨蛋。
He's Einstein, but I'm a fool.
所以你不世界科学家的理论
，If you study the scientific theory of the world,
都不懂的时候
，That when you cannot understand,
你是自卑感。
You feel inferior.
但是同一个人
，But the same person
能够自卑感的这个人。
And when it comes to self inferior,
the one who is able to be inferior,
那个能够产生自卑感的人
he becomes inferior when he realizes he doesn't understand Einstein.
当他不明白这个爱因斯坦，他感到自己很自卑
he begins to feel inferior when he realizes he doesn't understand Marx.
当他不能够了解马克思的时候，他就感到非常自卑
he realizes he's inferior when he realizes.He cannot understand the theory of the scientists and philosophers.
当他这个哲学家、科学家理论他不能够了解的时候，他感到很自卑。
But same person,
同样的一个人
，when he come to Bible,
当来读圣经的时候
，he discovered the difficulties.
他发现圣经有难题的时候
，why he doesn't become inferior?
那他没有感到自己很自卑
，he becomes superior and throw away the Bible.
他感到非常优越的把圣经丢掉了。
你看到没有？
所以 you see,
同样一个人。
The same person.
读安善都不懂就很自卑，读圣经都不懂就骂上帝。你问他说为什么
？Why？
你为什么现在很气呢
？Why is that you get so angry now？
因为我读不懂嘛。
I can't understand。
为什么你读不懂
？Why is that you don't understand？
你的乱来嘛。
Because it's not a
really problem。你为什么敢说他乱来嘛
？Why is it it's not a
really problem？ 不合我的理嘛
？Not according to my reasoning。
所以这个是态度问题了。
So that's attitude problem。
根据刚才所讲的
，According to what you said just now，
真理自存永存，不因为。你知不知它变成是或者不是真理
The truth of the self-existent nature, whether you know or you admit it or not, is still existent truth.
但当你不 懂的时候
But when you fail to understand
你是遇到困难的
You face difficulty now
请问这个困难是在圣经里面或者在你里面呢
I don't ask this difficulty Does it lie with the Bible or lies with you
你明白吗
Do you understand now
有一次我对一个人说
It was so I talk to a person
有一种这个录音机啊叫做 Nagra 是很好很好
This kind of tape recorder called Nagra was very very good
世界最好的
And the best in the world
他怎么回答呢
How did he answer
不出名我才不要
It's not famous I don't want it
不出名
Not famous
是啊不出名
Not famous
那么我就问他说什么叫做出名
When we're famous
他说三牛
三牛
Sony
Sony
多西巴
多西巴
啊，这个叫做出名的
This is a famous brand、
啊、我就知道他的程度不过是那些东西
So I then know his level and he reached this level
你说录音机做到最好的时候
You know the best recorder
三牛的老板还没有生出来
Even before 三月 the boss was born.
索尼的公司还没有做出来，还没有发表事业。所以呢，过去有 telephone， 有
phonograph，
有这个 Luxon， 有这 Tamburg， 有这个 Nagra， 有这个 Revox， 还有这个叫做什么呢？我现在我都有了，我等一下记得我再告诉你。
I'll tell you later on when it comes to my mind.
那么。这些名字大得不得了
All these things are great names
那个时候日本公司还试试看需要做小录音机
Even though at that time Japanese companies tried to make small recorders
后来荷兰就称出出一种叫做 Philips
Later on in that one they produced a Philips
有德国出了 Telefunken
Telefunken in German
有再有别的东西出来
And other product comes
那么这些东西出来的时候都没有一个能比 Nagra 更好
When all this came they cannot be compared to Nagra
那我知道
I knew.
他不知道
He doesn't know.
我说 Nagra 是很好的录音机
I said Nagra is a very good recorder
他说不出名的东西还告诉我
It's not the branded one now.
我说
How come telling?
我说 The problem is not Nagra The problem is you
问题不是在 Nagra 问题是在你
你孤陋寡闻
That you are so shallow in your knowledge
井底蛙不懂名货
And you do not know about branded things
什么 Nagra 如果 Niagara 我就懂
I know Nagra form but not Nagra
所以听他讲就是胡扯乱说
Then he talked nonsense.
所以他不知道他笨。
He doesn't know that he talked nonsense.
他以为我早就玩录音机了，三六、Sony、多西巴、Panasonic、Technics。
He said, I know all these brands.
其实那些真正的大的录音公司从前是看不起这些牌的。
Actually, those big companies they despise this brand.
我看今天许多人对圣经的态度也是一样。
So there are a lot of people attitude with the Bible has a problem.
当你不懂圣经的时候
，When you do not know about the Bible，
你以为这是一本烂货
，You thought that this is a lousy book，
这是本低级的书
，And it's a low class book。
我告诉你不是
，I guess not。
因为比你聪明一百倍的人都遵从圣经
，Because those are hundredfold more intelligent than you do the respect the Bible。
这一堂
，So this session，
如果还没正式提到第一个难题
，Even before I even launch the first passage of difficulty，
预备你的心
，I'm just trying to prepare your heart。
你应当做一个谦卑追求。
That you must be one who is humble and want to search for the truth.
因为许多人发现圣经的难题写出来的时候，都同样有一种错误的动机。
Because a lot of people, when they find difficulty in the Bible, they write it down, they have the same motive which is wrong.
你看这么好笑的书
，So such a funny book.
我一看就知道不合理了。
I know it's not reasonable, you say.
我就问出来就把你问倒了。
So I ask you so that you cannot answer now.
所以很多青年人不要发问题，因为他很。可怜牧师会被砸到
So a lot of young people do not like to ask questions because they are afraid that the pastor will be put into difficulty
我一读就读不下去
I cannot read it
一读就感到很好笑
I find it is funny
所以我故意不发问题免得你很难堪
So that I purposely not ask questions less that you feel embarrassed
哇你唐崇荣李建南带领到川西中我一问两个下不了台怎么办呢
So if I would ask this question two speakers here cannot answer you're so embarrassed
我是很可怜你所以不发问题
So I pity you that's why I don't ask
其实圣经是很好笑的
so it's so funny with the Bible.
圣经是很矛盾的
And it's very contradicting.
圣经是很不合理的
It's not reasonable at all.
我告诉你
I tell you.
是圣经不合你的理或者你的理不合圣经
Is it the Bible doesn't go according to your reason or your reason doesn't go according to the biblical reason
如果你睡觉睡到一半
If you were asleep and halfway
发现你的太太的脚在你嘴里
Find that your wife's leg is now on your mouth
你本来要亲她现在看电视脚就打她
You want to kiss and now you want to slap it
混蛋臭香港脚
Throw it away with the leg
她醒过来了
When she awoke
她醒过来的时候她发现原来你的脚也在她嘴里
And find that actually your leg also in her mouth
她说我的香港脚才两个月，你已经二十年了。
So you have been 20 years since back now late.
问题发生在哪里呢
？Where is the problem now？
当你看他倒过来的时候， 其实你自己是倒过来的。
When you find that she is now in the opposite direction, actually you yourself first.
每个人把自己当作是正统的时候，就看别人是不对的。
If a person deems himself as orthodox, he deems all others as wrong.
我第一次有这个感觉。
The first time when I'm visiting,
是因为我从马朗到泗水苏格巴亚到马朗教书来回。一共25年，每个礼拜3天、4天、3天、4天。
Because it's been 25 years, I travel from this Malang to Surabaya to teach.
那我坐汽车的时候
，and I was riding on the car.
有一个段落是火车跟汽车一同走
，and there is actually
a parallel
moving of the car and the train.
所以有时候我们汽车走的时候，那火车在旁边走。
Sometimes our car moves first, and then the train comes.
到了一段路的时候，它转到那边去。
By it comes a certain passage of the way, then it turns to one side.
我们知道马朗，它就转到那边去。
We go to Malang, but it turns to another direction.
原来同样到马朗。
But actually, we want to go to Malang in the same direction.
到了那一段呢，它就转过去。
But to that passage, it turns left.
是不是火车机买不到这一段路，所以要转到那边？那边地比较便宜，我不知道。
Is it because they cannot buy the piece of land to make a railway? I don't know.
那每次我坐车坐到那里，看见火车转过去，我就可怜了，他们找到那边去了。
So many times when I read that space, I said it's so pitiful because they got to turn that way.
直到有一天我坐火车的时候，我发现可怜的汽车转到那边去了。
And then one day when I was when I say it's pitiful we don't run on the car because we turn the other way.
那么我就站在主体性去看别的事情做客体的时候。
So standing at a subjective position, I see other as an object.
我就同情他。
I pity.
那这种就是罪人的主观主体性的毛病。
That is a problem with sinners standing as a subject.
在印尼几十年没有中文学校。
In Indonesia, for decades, they don't have a Chinese school, Chinese school.
所以1960年生的。
Those were born in 1960.
今年是46岁。
And now is 46 years old.
1966年没有中文学校。
And in 1966, they closed all the Chinese school.
最多读过幼稚园一年。
And the most they've studied is in kindergarten for
1 year. 小学没读过。
Not even
那么那一段时间呢
？And for that period of time，
如果你在印尼讲中文，人家就笑你，呵，鸡诺。
If you were to say your Chinese in India, they would say 鸡诺。
你中国人，
鸡诺，
还要讲中文， so、他们就看不起你，
Chinese,
就笑你
，they laugh at you。
啊，四十年以后呢
？But after 40 years，
现在不懂中文的自卑感了。
Those who don't know Chinese, they feel that
为什么不懂中文呢
？Because I don't know Chinese。
所以我给人家笑几十年，现在我可以笑回去了。
So I've been laughed at for more than 40 years now, and I laugh them back。
我告诉你，人对真理也是态度。
Man's attitude to the truth。
当你把自己当作你才有真理的时候，哈，你不对的，你就认为非真理。
When you deem yourself possessing truth and those are different from you, you say they're non-truth.
这样坐火车看汽车走偏路。
Like riding on the train, you see that this car is running the wrong way.
坐汽车的看火车走偏路。
And those are riding on the car will see that the train is running on a different way.
这样以印尼文为骄傲的看不起讲中文。
So those are proud with the international language will despise those who speak Chinese.
中国抬头全世界都学中文的你发现我太迟了要学不能了你就看不起那些不能讲中文。
But then the Chinese now become very important, you despise those who don't know how to speak Chinese.
这种相对性
This is relative nature.
人对真理的态度上是很清楚
And it's very clear in man's attitude towards truth.
为什么你读爱因斯坦的书读不明白你自卑感
Why that you study Einstein's theory can understand you feel inferior?
因为你内心的深处先肯定它是真理它是权威
Because deep in your heart you first affirm that it is truth, it is authority.
而你先认为世界公认他讲的科学是对的
，and also you first acknowledge the whole world acknowledge what he said is right。
那么，当你发现自己不会的时候，你就变成被 excluded， 被踢到外面来。原来我是不够资格与全世界人共同尊重这种真理。
So that you find that you cannot understand, you exclude yourself to the world community because you cannot share this truth with all other community because you cannot understand.
Einstein 不过是一个人啊。
Einstein is a person.
科学是什么？
What is science?
科学有没有可能被新的理论推翻掉？
Science, is it possible that a new theory that come and discard the old theory?
有没有？
Is that a possibility?
Is it possible, to be surpassed, to be corrected?To be judged, to be renewed, to be replaced by the new discovered theory.
科学乃是可能被其他的人所淘汰。
可能吗 ？When the new discovery
当新的发现
replaces old wrong theories
来取代了旧的错的理论的时候
，May I ask you, which one is the truth?
哪一个是真理呢？
你说 now 的 new one is truth，
当然新的是真理了。
But can new one be replaced again？
但是这个新的可能不可能在将来被取代呢？
Is it possible？
可能吗？
So what you think is science is not the permanent truth。
当你认为是科学的时候，它不可能是永恒的真理。
Because truth is only a temporal understanding as a result of analyze and discover the facts in the nature。
因为这个科学只不过是暂时在这个自然界里面你去了解去分析那个现象而已。
So scientific so-called truth is the temporal understanding which yet to be replaced。
那么这个科学的这个所谓的真理只不过是暂时的，它还没有被取代而已，
还没有被推翻的暂时知识，这个叫做科学。
The temporal knowledge will not be replaced yet。
你对人的科学家在自然界发现的东西是这样的尊崇，你为什么用不用这样的态度来对待圣经呢？
To the temporary scientific discovery you respect so much of the human effort, but what about the Bible?
因为你先假定圣经是没有真理。
Because first you assume that the Bible contains no truth.
所以你用轻看的态度来认识，来追求，要明白圣经，结果你以发现圣经的难题为骄傲，不是以发现圣经的问题来自卑。
So with a heart that despise the Bible as a presumption, you want to study the Bible and find the difficulties, and now you despise it even more.
这种态度是很可怜的。
It's a very pitiful attitude that you have.
而且最糟糕的是你自己不懂，还要找一大堆人来赞同你。
What is that? You yourself don't understand, you want to find a group to support you.
再用刚才的例子。
An example.
Nagra is the best tape recorder in the world.
Nagra is 全世界最好的录音机。
Ah, don't cheat me.Not famous, I don't know.
不要骗我，我不出名的，我不相信。
You don't know?
你不知道。
That is your problem, not the problem with that kind.
那是你的问题，不是那个人的问题。
Think of the superiority of the nature of the tape recorder called Nagra. It's a professional, well-known everywhere in the world.
因为那个本身的音乐性是整个世界都知道。
你的井底蛙，这井里没有 Nagra。
So you yourself is shadow with an artist, you don't have Nagra with you.
但是你不但不要听
，But not only you don't want to listen to it.
你去找你的朋友说，是不是不出名，对不对？
所以 you find your friends say, you agree with me, it's not famous.
在苏埃旺都没有人卖的。
你在苏埃旺 nobody sells it.
在新加坡也没有人知道。
你在新加坡 nobody knows it.
是的，我全班的同学没有人知道什么叫那个了。
So my whole class currently nobody knows Nagra.
尼亚加拉还有几个人知道？尼亚加拉没有人知道。
Knows.
所以你就找朋友来支持你。
So you find a group of friends to support you.
你就会多一点人赞成你，你就变成真理了。
So you thought that the more people will support you, you turned to be true.
还有更糟糕的，你因为大声一点，真理就跑到你这边来了。
And even worse, you simply speak a bit louder, the truth now comes to you.
人对圣经的态度就是这样。
So that's the man's attitude towards the Bible.
刚才我对你讲了。
But just like I told you.
每个时代有人把圣经丢到后面。
Every age, but you want to throw the Bible to the back.
结果呢，圣经把每个时代丢到后面。
But finally, the Bible throw every age to the back.
你看到了没
有？ So you see.
到最后呢？
Finally.
列宁要读圣经。
列宁 want to read the Bible.
啊？为什么？
Why?
因为他发现。
He discovered.
他有问题。
He a problem.
不是圣经有问题。
Not the Bible.
所以今天我要做结论。
So tonight I want to make a conclusion to you.
当你发现圣经难题的时候，
When I find that there's difficulty with the Bible,
先把那心智把它纠正过来。
First correct the attitude.
在真理面前，
So before the truth,
我不是审判者，
I'm not a judge.
我是学习者，
I'm the learner.
在真理的下面，
And before the truth,
我不是这个客观的这个审判者，
I'm not a very objective thatmessure.
我是一定要顺从降服的。
I am the one who submit and yield to the truth.
那么困难的地方呢？
When there's a difficulty,
怎样解决我都不了解。
How that is solved, my not understanding.
不是怎样轻看我所不了解的。
Not that how I despise things that I can understand.
那这样你就明白了。
Then only you will understand.
今天有的人呢，听人讲道。
And today, some when they listen to the sermon,
大喊大叫的，哇，很有圣灵的。
When you shout loudly, you find that there's a few of the Holy Spirit.
口才好的，哇，圣灵大大动工。
Very eloquent, you see that the Holy Spirit is working very hard.
这个讲什么，我都打瞌睡，怎么能够讲
？So when you speak, I slumber. How come I want to listen to him?
我告诉你，真理不在乎声音多少大。
I tell truth doesn't depend on how loud your voice is.
真理也不在乎口才多么好。
And not depend on how eloquent you are.
今天世界上有一个人还在，还活在。
There is still a person that is living in this world.
他已经六十多岁。
More than 60 now.
他讲。
He speak unclearly and also stammer.
他一开口啊
，But when he open his mouth，
全部就记录。
The whole world gonna make a record。
第二天报纸就登出来。
And the second day the paper will publish it。
你相信吗
？Do you know？
谁呀、啊、？Stephen Hawking。
Stephen Hawking。
他是从牛顿到现在300年来，整个欧洲最大的科学家之一。
From Newton until now, more than 300 years is the greatest physicist in the Europe.
英国300年以前
，and 300 years before in England,
生了一个叫牛顿的大科学家。
There was a great scientist who was born there called Newton.
300年来，没有任何一个人超过 Stephen Hawking， 达到牛顿的成就，得到最大的奖状。
And after this 300 years, nobody has superseded Stephen Hawking.
但他的全身神经抽筋的人。
But for the whole body, there's a problem with the nerve system.
他叫
That's the way he speaks.
你要嫁给他吗
？You want to marry to him?
他不但娶了老婆，还把漂亮的女子把他离婚掉，还有别人再嫁给他。
He has got married. Got married.
他为什么把第一个老婆离婚掉呢
？Why did he divorce the first one?
因为第一个老婆一天到晚传病给他，他讨厌死了。
Because the first one keep preaching to him.
你要信耶稣吗？他讨厌了，算了，离婚了。
You say you must believe in Jesus. God said angry.
当然，这件事情是他错的。
不过
那个老婆是又好又笨的。
And that the wife is good, but yet is
fool. 一直传到人家讨厌。
But keep preaching until he gets so disgusted.
要传到人家喜悦才对的。
You must preach until people like it.
所以这个太太呢，讲到人家讨厌，把他离婚掉。
So this wife keep talking and talking and nagging.
所以这个 Stephen Hawking 呢，讲到人家都要听他的。
And Stephen Hawking, he kind of can speak clearly. Everybody
很不一样。为什么呢？因为他讲的每一句话。
Because what that he says, every statement,
人类对物理学最新的发现
is the new understanding of human mankind to physics.
对某些真理的物理上最大的理论
and also the greater theory of physics in the world.
人不会说这么困难，听你的打瞌睡，讨厌死了，走。
没有，我说 it's difficult to understand, so they dislike it.
他们那这怎么困难？听，休息一下。
They try to listen and try to make a record of it.
这个是 A 或者是 E 哈？
或者 A 或 E？
好了，听着大家在讨论。
Everybody discussing.
免得写错一个字。
That's a right wrong
one. 它太重要了。
Because it's so important we say.
所以我盼望你们。
So I hope that you
发现圣经难题的时候
，to discover when the difficult passage in the Bible.
先想想。
First ponder.
是你自己有难题。
It is you who have problem,
不是圣经的难题
not the Bible.
好不好那有这样的态度
If it is an attitude,
上帝一定会赐福
God will bless us.
那今天我本来要讲的题目还没有讲
I haven't even launched the topic I want to talk on
我要讲的第一个题目是什么
The first topic I want to talk on is
起初上帝创造天地
In the beginning God created heaven and earth
这个怎么可以接受
How can you accept that?
创造论跟进化论格格不入
Creationism and evolutionism are not compatible
下个礼拜再讲好不好
Next week we'll talk on that
我们今天就先讲到这个
We'll stop it tonight